to it. You are FM 103.7. Look, it is movie day. Before we get into that, though, I've got to say, Garth Wiley from Event Cinemas, firstly, good morning.
Good morning to
you. You were just vibing away there with a little TLC.
Look, I was a little bit. It's taken me back to cruising in the car in the late 90s? I don't know. When was that around?
Give or take. Well, think of when you were a younger man. Maybe that's when it was.
It was a while ago.
Fair enough. That pretty much is the theme of our movie talk this week, because it's all about jumping in the car in one form or another.
I know. Well, great segue. It's automobile week at the cinema this week, and you said before, Transformers, cars, and a documentary out called McLaren as well, so check that out, you know, if you like the Formula One.
Yes, a bit of F1 action. Let's start, though, with Transformers 5. I still can't believe that this is the fifth one of these movies.
Yeah, I know, and taking us back, if you remember Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, Mark Wahlberg, the lead character in this. Has he done all five films? I don't know. I feel like there was one that he missed out on along the way, but
is this kind of like how Steve Guttenberg docked out of some of the Police Academy films?
Yeah, I think so. And then he felt like he needed to come back again and rescue it. I don't know. But you've got Anthony Hopkins in this one, Stanley Tucci as well, who I think is a pretty unrated actor at the moment. But look, you know what you're going to get with Transformers.
Fair enough. So let's have a listen to Transformers number 5.
These are troubled times. Without leaders, chaos reigns.
For my world to live, yours must die.
Oh, yeah, sounds pretty much like a Transformers movie.
Humans are at war with Transformers. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
We can't win, can we? Is everything a Terminator reference here? Is that what happens? Well, is that what this is?
No, I don't know, but it feels a bit that way. Look, these films are grand in scale. It's a Michael Bay film, so you know that means high explosions on screen. It's going to be huge visual effects and monster trucks transforming into robots.
It's something for everybody there.
I'm excited for it.
Beep, beep, cars number 3, and something for the kiddies this time around.
Look, I would dare say it's not just for the kiddies. I think this is something that us adults, you know, really, really enjoy as well. I was in Disneyland recently and loved Cars Land. You know, you really felt like you were in and amongst it. And, of course, you know, Lightning McQueen's back and Mater and all his pals. And, look, this is going to be... The feedback coming from audiences that have seen this film ahead of time is that it's better than the last one. And I think, you know, people enjoyed Cars number 2 because they knew what they were going to get and what it should bring to their audiences. This one's a lot better, so yeah, let's have a listen.
I decide when I'm done.
I can't go out on the track and do the same old thing. It won't work.
It's futile to resist change, man.
You know what I'd do?
What?
I don't know. I got nothing.
That sounds like me all the time. I got nothing.
I don't know what's going on. No, this is a great little film, and it's going to be great for all the kids out there. And as we career towards school holidays, it'll be around for a good period of time. So, but the adults will love it as well.
That's that couple of weeks where I just don't show my face at the movies.
Stay away. It's kid town.
I look you up. It's like, no, that's for kiddies. That's for kids. There's nothing for me.
There's going to be plenty around as well. Yeah, Despicable Me 3. There's Diary of a Wimpy Kid. You'll have Cars 3, so, you know, we're in sequel heaven at the moment, which is always a little bit of fun.
If you've got some kids, Garth has got some movies for you.
I have indeed.
For those wanting something a little bit different, of course, we spoke yesterday to the festival organiser of the Travelling Film Festival, but you just got a quick wrap on that.
Yeah, look, this is a juggernaut of a festival. It's so popular here in Newcastle. Of course, it's the Sydney Film Festival that hits the road. 3 days worth of different type of films, certainly adult type films, and those who like something a little bit different at the cinema, check it out. It's, do a Google search for the website, because it really does give you a whole heap of very, very different content on screen. And look, I think audiences that do go to it year in, year out absolutely love it, and it's worthwhile taking a look at.
Been going since 1974.
Here in Newcastle has been going for, very close to that same run. So we always look forward to the Sydney Travelling Film Festival.
Sounds very good. Garth, thank you for your appearance with us this week, taking a trip back in time with... tripping down Hutter Street in the car maybe as well.
Thanks so much.